Excerpt 21 from Bala Sulam. What is cup of blessing must be full in the work. Rather, it is from Rabash. There's a mistake here. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, the vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal Sulam said, this is the most important point in man's work, for then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. We'll read it again. Excerpt 22 from Baal Sulam, letter 57. There is no happier situation in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for the Creator's help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first, you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes to real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole, and he is granted by the Creator's generous hand.
But
excerpt number 23 from Baal Sulam, letter 57. The writing says about this, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, etc., and their cry went up. It is so, because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps into a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but does not have a drop of water to slake his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Everything they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with the Creator's love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned in the next day. And each day, in each moment, he must start anew as though he has not done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed from the work, for they saw that it was evident that they were unfit to ever produce anything by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were complete, as it should be, and this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer, and He only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
Again.
Then.
Excerpt 24 from Rabash. But the more they afflicted them, and the children of Israel sighed because of the labor, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God because of the labor, and God heard their groaning. All the sighs were not because they were lacking anything, they lacked only one thing, meaning they did not wish for any luxuries or payment. Their only lack for which they felt pain and suffering was that of not being able to do anything for the Creator. In other words, they wished that they would have a desire to give contentment to the Creator and not to themselves, but they couldn't, and this afflicted them. Again,
item 25, this is from Rabash, from What is the Good Deeds of the Righteous Are the Generations in the Work. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit.
Necessarily.
For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed.
The Congress here, it's only science. 26.
Excerpt number 26. This is from Baal HaSulam, letter 52. When a person introspects and feels his poor state, he awakens to return to the Creator and pours out his prayer in great longing to cling to the Creator. He thinks that all those prayers and all that awakening are his own powers, and sits and expects the Creator's salvation, whether small or great. When time passes and he sees no sign of welcome from the Creator, he falls into despair because the Creator does not want him, since, after all those longing, he did not turn to him at all. It's written about that, "Seek the Lord while he is found." When the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask, for the King is calling you. So it says, call upon him when he is near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there's no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call, I will answer. Meaning, that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him. While they speak, I listen. Meaning, the measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know at that time that the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows that, he pours his heart out even stronger, for there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said. The Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous, because the Creator's desire for a person to draw near him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in the water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything.